San Diego Chargers, Broyles said. Broyles and his clients plan to give the county their demand letter this week if the county refuses to release the pastor and his wife from obtaining a permit. They will consider a lawsuit in federal court. Mm-hmm. Now, I know what happened. These Christians probably, you know, try to witness to their neighbors. And that's how come I tell you guys, leave these sinners alone. If they're not saved, man, don't try to get these people saved. Because when you keep trying to witness to these people that hate us, they're going to call the authorities, and the authorities get mad and think you're terrorists. What, Mark?
But if you come from a church that teaches love and harmony, you were just playing, then you have to be the kind of person that goes next door, screams out loud, and tells everybody what to do and tries to bring love and harmony to your whole block.
Yeah, Bob don't know what we talking about, so we got to let him hear it right now. This is what the church is looking for. See, this is why. See, that's what they're looking for. They don't want their Bible study. Hey, come on now. Let's follow the state. They're dancing. They're doing the bump. And their Bible study instead of... Look, thank you, Mark.
Just so you know, we are getting close to violation. There's at least four people in your house.
Right.
There's a couple more, we'd be in violation.
Yeah, we'd be in violation. We would be in violation. So the article that I was reading about America, you know, is This God's Final Warning on America by Jan Markell. It's a good article. Bob, you can have mine. Yeah. And okay, good. Let him have that article. I'm down to I was going to skip over the James Dobson paragraph, but let me read what he says. Dr. James Dobson stated that America is awash in evil. Well, listen, he's talking, but let me leave that alone. He also stated in a World Net Daily on May 14th of this year that there is utter evil coming out of the United States Congress. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican of Texas, has been reporting on the Pedophile Protection Act being promoted by Congress. I hadn't heard of this, guys. I hadn't heard of this. He states, if we don't have another awakening, I'm not sure what's left, he means, for America. Dobson concurs and says that the threat to religious rights keep us awake at night. Well, it don't keep me awake because, hey, I'm going to pray. I'm going to teach the Bible. The government is not godly. Our president is ungodly. The people are looking for love and harmony. They are ungodly. There's only going to be a handful of us. Then it says, names for Jesus or symbols of Jesus must be covered up, ordered by the Obama administration. I was on a Young Brothers website today, and he has a picture of Alan Keyes being arrested at the university. It was the most shameful thing I'd ever seen in my life. It says, if any prayer is to be used in any service or ceremony, it must be approved and likely will be stricken out. What in the world? Look, when they do that, they have...
You're pausing, Notre Dame already covered up stuff so the president can speak. So somebody had to give the okay when that commencement, when they invited him to come, they told them, cover up the signs of Jesus all over the building. And they did it, and they allowed it. And some of the students, you know, protested and didn't go to their own graduation. A bunch did show up. But the whole thing, it's happening. They allowed it. Someone gave the okay to cover up the stuff.
It's like I was speaking, like I said earlier, I was speaking with John Loeffler today, and John Loeffler says nobody has intestinal fortitude. They don't have the cojones to say anything.
Too much love and harmony.
Man, they won't say it. Look, what in the world? I'm looking for the suffering to come. I believe, like I said at the beginning of the presentation, that the revolution has to start within the church. What did God say? God said judgment must begin in the house of God. And so what we have to do is we have to stand up where the real Christians stand up. That's what has to happen. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm going to try to find a picture of who's ever in my Bible study and put that up on the internet and say, Pastor John has Bible studies in his home. Come and get him. Thinking about these clowns, man. All right, Bob. No, you're reading the rest of the article. I was going to ask you to finish reading it. Come on, we're going to put Bob to work here. And so that he can add his commentary to this nonsense that is bespoiling our country. Bob is reading from an article entitled, Is This God's Final Warning to America? By Jan Markell.
It says, thankfully, some Christian leaders and pastors are speaking up and risking all. Hmm. But for the most part, the church is asleep. A nation is only as strong as her churches. A passage was given to Israel that can be applied to our day. I'm not positive about that, but it reads, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. That was a specific scripture to Israel itself, and I'm not convinced. I've been hearing this for years and years and years that this applies to the United States of America.
It does not. It does not, because the United States of America are not God's people. Called by his name.
Correct. We're and this heathens. Is not God's nation.
Right. It is
There's
not.
There's only one land that is given to one people.
It is Israel.
And that's Israel given to the Jews.
That's right.
That's the only covenant that man has with any race of people.
Yes.
And any land.
And that's why I said at the beginning of the presentation that most Christians in American churches are denying Israel, turning their back on what our government is doing to Israel. And so the inevitable question is why would we think that God would preserve us as a national people if we come against God's nation of people? Man, this is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, this article is in general is on the right track, saying that we need to have a spiritual awakening in our country, which undoubtedly we do, or else we will suffer judgment. But this is a problem where people take these scriptures out of context and they don't do the proper exegesis, and this is part of the symptom as well. So it says then the verse is not directed at the devil's crowd. No, it's directed at Israel.
Right.
The responsibility for turning the direction of a country is up to the church. And I'm not convinced that that's true either.
Right. It is not, because sinners are running the country. The church is to let their light shine. You see, man, that's what, when the evangelical tries to make America a Christian nation and America has unilaterally turned its back on everything that God has stated, I appreciate what he's trying to say in the article, but my goodness, it isn't God's final. You know when the final warning is going to come? Like I told Mark earlier about 20 minutes ago, when this entire economy crashes flat out, when it deadlines, when the major satellites go out and all the GPS, cell phones,
all the phones
everything
out.
Is out, when everybody's disconnected from everybody else, and people get scared because no food are coming into the inner cities.
Mm-hmm.
When riots start killing and mayhem, then you can say, is this not the judgment of God? Do you remember in the Old Testament, Bob, there was a part in the Old Testament scriptures where when God judged Israel so bad that the pagan nation says, wait a minute, aren't these the people that God had promised to protect? And the people was looking at Israel and they gasped. They said, oh my God, if he loves them and did that to them, that's the judgment that's going to come on America.
Right.
Because we've turned our backs on God.
Right.
1,000%.
Exactly.
Man, it's going to be ugly. It is going to be ugly. So this is just the beginning of the floodgates.
The article continues to say, unfortunately, many churches today don't want to preach about judgment. That is absolutely correct. They don't want to preach about sin.
Right.
They don't want to preach about repentance. They don't want to preach about human depravity. They don't want to tell you the basic truths of the scriptures so that you will actually come to a saving faith. That's my own commentary. The article